You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Woo-wee. Okay, I'm trying to type in a word here. Circumcision. It's hard to spell that out. We got more circumcision news. So unfortunately, I'm trying to. So I could spell circumcision, right? I could spell. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we have an issue here where apparently a penis amputation occurred during a circumcision surgery. We need to talk about that. And unfortunately, we have lots of penis news. A woman allegedly injects silicone into a man's penis. We need to talk about why that's probably not the best thing to do. We also have a group of blood pressure medication that may actually prevent Alzheimer's. This is one of my favorite groups of blood pressure medication. I can't wait to talk about that. We want to talk about household income, the average household income, and how poverty is still on the rise. And anything else that comes up as breaking news, we will definitely stop and fill you in. But, of course, nothing is more exciting than listening to your medical questions. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I know many of you are worried about, okay, what happened here? Well, lawyers for a Kentucky man told an appeals court that he had his penis removed without his consent when he went to a Kentucky hospital to be circumcised in 2007. Did we talk about this last year? Is this the same case, or is this somebody else who lost his? I remember about a year or two ago, somebody was found to have penile cancer. And so the doctor went and removed the penis because he had penile cancer. I'm wondering if this is the same guy. That's it. This is the same guy. All right. Philip Seaton is appealing a jury verdict that sided with the urologist who did the surgery. Urologist John Patterson contended the amputation was medically necessary because he discovered cancer in the penis during the circumcision procedure. Apparently, Seaton said the forms he signed before surgery did not authorize the doctor to remove the client's penis, which is why you guys have to really, really read those forms. Okay? Honestly. Now, when I had ovarian surgery, when I had surgery on my ovary because, you know, we had a tumor that had to be removed and luckily it was benign, I had to sign that if they found anything worse, that they could go in there and remove everything. And this was before I had children. And I had told them, don't do that. Wait and ask my husband. Tell my husband what you see. And while I'm asleep on the table, I mean, throw a towel over me, obviously. But ask my husband, you know, tell him what you see. And if, God forbid, there is something that, you know, looks like needs to be taken care of immediately, he'll make the decision. You could do that. I mean, you could give consent in a variety of ways. From what I understand, this was supposed to be a simple circumcision. And I know for many of you guys are like, oh, just like a woman to say circumcision is simple. This is why we doctors like to do circumcision in infancy. You know, when you go back as a grown up, it's a lot more involved. Obviously, bigger organ, you need anesthesia, etc. What's unfortunate about this is when they, from what I understand, removed the foreskin, they found cancer. And it doesn't sound like it was small enough to just do a little biopsy, which it would have been one option. It sounds like it was severe enough to warrant saving this guy's life. And that's why probably the jury originally, you know, sided with the doctor. You also wonder, why did the patient all of a sudden want a circumcision at age, what was he, 57? How old was he? I thought he was in his 50s. I don't remember. Why would somebody in his 50s all of a sudden want a circumcision? Was he being bothered by it? Was something else wrong? Now, a question some of you had a year or two ago when the study first surfaced was, how could you not see the cancer on exam in the waiting room? Some of you do that. Some of you will undress for me in the waiting room. Just go, doc, I want to save time. I'll just take off my pants now in the waiting room. As soon as you call me back, I'll be ready. I'm like, no. Keep your pants on. Keep your pants on. We'll get to you in a minute. Keep your pants on. But, you know, you wonder, didn't the foreskin get retracted to see? However, What if he had a phimosis? Okay, you guys all know what that is? Oh, please don't tell us. Now you're going to hear. It's where the foreskin can't retract, and it's stuck. So you can't see what's underneath it. Again, another medical point in favor for circumcision, because sometimes if it gets stuck, you really can't see underneath it. We believe the HPV virus could put men at risk for penile cancer. So apparently he wants to appeal. It is going to appeal, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, this is always hard. I mean, you know, the doctor didn't, from what I understand, just start cutting body parts off willy-nilly because he had nothing to do. He was, trying to do it in the patient's interest. However, what I would probably recommend then, what I would probably recommend to any surgeon is if you don't have the consent, which is kind of surprising because usually every time we go into surgery, they go, look, just in case I see this, can I go forward? If not, then fine, wake him up and do a surgery another day. Because it doesn't, I don't think you would get sued for planning to do the surgery a couple days later. Even a malignant melanoma, as aggressive as that is, if you have to do it right and get the patient consent, you could go back and put them under a few days later if you had to. So, this is exactly why, you know, the whole tort reform issue and, you know, medical malpractice is so convoluted. You know, some of you may be looking at this case going, okay, well, doctors have to be stopped. They can't just be cutting off people's penises, you know, without there being any sort of repercussions. But then on the other hand, you know, if this was a severe penile cancer and he was trying to save the man's life, and obviously the guy was going to have to go in to get this done. You couldn't live with this. He's saving time with the patient. He's saving money. He's saving morbidity and mortality of another surgery. Yet he gets spanked for it in court, or he gets taken to court. Doctors are going to do things differently. So this is why things are never easy. And you turn to Dr. Dahlia to try to make things easy. Do I make things any easier on you? Do I? No. Well, you got what you pay for, people. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am so sorry for leaving you all hanging. I know there was supposed to be another penis story. I am sorry. It won't leave you hanging again. All right, woman allegedly injects silicone into a man's penis and kills him. A New Jersey woman has pleaded not guilty to second-degree reckless manslaughter on Tuesday, more than a year after the man on whom she allegedly performed a penis enhancement procedure died. We talked about this a year ago. Cassia Rivera, 35 years old, of East Orange, has no medical training, but injected silicone into a penis of 22-year-old Justin Street at her home to assist him with enhancement. Okay, obviously, somebody doesn't understand the mechanisms of erection and enhancement, okay, if you're going to inject a penis with silicone. The substance, unfortunately, went directly into his bloodstream. He basically shut down his organs, and he died. She was charged, I believe, in December. Grand jury indicted her. If convicted, she could face 10 years behind bars. Here's the thing. I understand that a lot of us want enhancements or de-enhancements. Okay, what would you call a de-enhancement? A dancement? A diminishing? I have a couple things I'd like a little diminished. But you have to go to somebody who's licensed. You need to go to somebody trained. I understand these things are expensive. Trust me, I have a whole slew of cosmetic surgery on my bucket list, and I can't afford to do any of it right now. I get that. I do. and you know, finding somebody that could do it a heck of a lot cheaper, because they never went to medical school may be enticing. But let me also specify that it could be deadly. Okay, and men, we've talked about penis sizes and what women think, and there's been study after study saying the largest, right, in the group don't seem to equate to the highest female satisfaction. Women like middle of the road. Speak for yourself, Dr. Dahlia. No, I'm speaking for, this is the study. The studies say that. The studies say, I'm not speaking for myself. Women. We have a studio audience. Can you tell? Yeah, we have a studio. The people screaming. No, that wasn't Don. Anyway, women, they found, because of either pain or issues with penetration, and I really apologize if there's any kids in the car listening to this, girth, etc., many women can't handle it if it's too big. And so some men think they are too small and that they need to fix themselves for being too small. And I would really sit down and have a talk-to-talk with your partner and have a good heart-to-heart, a talk-to-talk, have a heart-to-heart with your heart doctor. No, with your urologist. Yeah, talk to your heart doctor, too. Because I think some men are putting themselves under unnecessary anxiety and unnecessary procedures when actually they're probably the perfect size. Okay? Cinderella shoe. Was Cinderella's shoe a size 13? No. She just had to fit into the slipper. If she fit into the glass slipper, it was a win. Okay? You don't need to be a size 13, men. You don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Let's move on. McDonald's. McDonald's will post calories on items on menu boards. Oh, just what we needed now. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now I'll feel guilty while I eat. Apparently, McDonald's says it'll post calories for all items on its menu boards and drive-thru menus in the U.S., the world's largest fastest food chain, although not the largest. I thought Subway was supposed to be the largest. McDonald's is still, I think, one of the faster growing, but I thought Subway had more stores. I could be wrong. Makes sense it would be McDonald's because they always have the arches and they say 75 billion served or whatever. Anyway, they say the move by the world's largest fast food chain comes as consumers, regulators, and activists are pressuring the industry to improve food quality. I've never written McDonald's. I kind of like their Happy Meals. They're kind of juicy. I know it's not the healthiest thing, but still, McDonald's gets the most attention and criticism for its actions because it has the most money and it's big. Absolutely. All right. So what does that mean? Will it really help? Are we going to eat less Big Macs? Are we? Well, you know, we were discussing about the soda ban, the soda size ban in New York City. Apparently the board is going to vote tomorrow on that, although from what I understand, the board was appointed by Mayor Bloomberg, so it's probably going to pass, where restaurants and, I believe, movie theaters and sports arenas, etc., cannot sell drinks greater than 16 ounces. And I believe convenience stores, you still can, and grocery stores. And again, this is supposed to be an attempt by Mayor Bloomberg to help fight obesity, make them famous, put them in the news, maybe give them a higher office later. Personally, I'm you know, a little dumbfounded that he thinks cutting back on sodas is actually going to cure the obesity woes. I mean, we got to cut back on french fries, hamburgers, etc. So either A, he really doesn't understand obesity and he's just trying to, you know, make a, you know, more of a political name for himself, or B, he's really planning on going after everything and going into, I guess, all aspects of food, and is the government doing too much? That kind of scares me a little bit. So, you know, McDonald's, I've never had a problem with education. I've never had a problem with the idea of there being calorie information available to consumers. Now, the mandate, including the Affordable Health Care Act and a lot of the changes where restaurants have to reformat all their menus and changes, I mean, that to me is costly. I don't mind there being a booklet up front that people could get made available and you grab it on your way out or on your way in. You look it up, etc. To make restaurants go through the cost of pre-printing, and then any time a menu item changes, you have to now reprint the whole menu. Or if, let's say, a certain mayonnaise is changed out, now you got to reprint. It's very costly. So like I said, I've never had a problem with the education. Have the information available for all consumers. It could be on an 8x11 piece of paper. That's fine. Yes, it would be easier and nicer for us to read next to what we're choosing. That's fine. But I think it puts extra cost onto the restaurants. And what happens when you add extra cost to business? The extra cost gets passed on to you and me. So it'll be interesting to see if McDonald's goes up in price. I know they want to do this to look like they're cool and with it and hip, and that's fine. I think that's fine. I just hope they don't raise the prices and take it out on us. All right. I know. Remember we had the McPizza? Oh, that was ridiculous. McPizza. McDonald's should not have even gone there. I know they brought back the McRib. I haven't eaten the McRib. Okay. So what's going on here? Household income falls as 46 million people are in poverty. 46 million Americans, according to the Census Bureau, are impoverished. It's been rising, obviously, over the last few years because of the recession. They say the median household income, the median, all right, average income, basically, decreased 1.5% to $50,000 in 2011, $50,000. Yeah, I know we were talking about the teacher striking in Chicago. I guess we're on day three of their strike. They make $71,000. And again, I know a lot of teachers are underpaid, for what they do, but, the median household income is 50 grand. Census reported median income last year was down almost 9% from recent peak in 1999 and is lower than when the recession began. See, what blows my mind is if one in seven Americans are at or below poverty, you don't see the rest of the country follow suit in terms of cutting down their prices. I know buying a car is probably a little cheaper now than it was a few years ago. Oh, remember the popularity fee on the Mini Cooper? I wanted a Mini Cooper years ago because it improved gas mileage. It was small and it was cute and everything. Well, out in Las Vegas, some of these car dealerships had popularity fees, $2,500, just tacked onto the price. So, of course, my husband drove to another state and bought the car there. All right, drove it back down. Popularity fee. It's cheaper to buy a plane ticket, fly up, buy the car, drive it down, than pay popularity fee. So I understand things have changed. But if you really think about it, restaurant prices have gone up. Healthcare prices have gone up. Office supplies, et cetera. I don't see any changes in prices. Maybe I'm not shopping as much as the average person. Well, I can't because income is down. But you would think that with supply and demand, I don't understand. And I think what has happened with many businesses is they couldn't lower their prices. And they either businesses that could maintain their prices and maintain their volume are still alive, not well, but still alive, and others that wouldn't budge are out. It's kind of interesting. I think whenever we think we know economics, we realize we don't know. It's kind of confusing to me. I don't see things getting any cheaper. I don't see iPhones getting cheaper, iPads. I just don't see it. All right, guys. All right, we got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. A little bit later today, when you guys go on Facebook, don't forget to search the Dr. Dolly Show. Find us and connect. It's always nice to see who's listening. Also, find us on Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Also, if you want to start planning your summer vacation, do it now if you're thinking about a cruise, especially an Alaska cruise with the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are going to have a phenomenal time. Please go to my website. Check that out. We're going to be leaving out of Seattle end of June for a, I believe it's 7 nights, 8 days. I got to look it up. I don't look at it too much because it's very distracting to me because it's, you know, you get to, you know, see the coastal waters and, you know, and I gotta stay focused. I got a lot of work. I got a lot of stuff to do. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Okay, so some blood pressure medicines have been found to possibly slow down Alzheimer's. Now, this is some cool stuff because many of you are on this class of blood pressure medicine. Now, the blood pressure medicine group we're talking about are the angiotensin receptor blockers, the ARBs, the ARBs. You guys have heard me talk about this. This is the Losartan, like Cozar. Other medicines in that group is like your Benicar, Diovan, Micardis, Avapro, Atacad. But apparently, in this study, they used Cozar, Losartan. Very interesting. Okay, so what happened is they found that using this group of blood pressure medications appeared to reduce the amount of plaque in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. What they did is they looked at patients after they had died and underwent an autopsy. They found less brain plaques, found that these people were taking Losartan, and voila, you got a study. Now, the study can't say, did these ARBs improve mental function? They can't tell. But we already know that blood pressure could lead to dementia, especially multi-infarct dementia. Now, Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. Alzheimer's is the one where you get those neurofibrillary plaques as opposed to multi-infarct dementia. So you just keep, you know, continually have multiple little infarcts to the blood vessels until the brain finally shows sign of ischemia. So this report was published online in the Archives of Neurology. All right, definitely urge you to get that read. Great read, especially on the back of the toilet. Helps the bowels move. Very, very good. They say the study cannot determine whether ARBs improve mental function in Alzheimer's patients, but there is a connection between blood pressure and brain health. That's what I just said. He probably listens to the Dr. Dahlia show. And the choice of blood pressure-lowering drugs may make a difference. For the study, they autopsied brains of 890 patients with high blood pressure who had been taking various medications to lower their blood pressure. Some had Alzheimer's, some didn't. Some had been diagnosed with dementia, but not Alzheimer's. Most were in their 70s or 80s when they died. Patients who were on the ARBs, like I said earlier, had fewer brain plaques, whether or not they were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Okay? They said these results were seen only among those who had been taking the ARBs and not patients taking any other blood pressure medications like the ACE inhibitors, you know, that end in ill, the calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, etc. So now the team is looking at the effects of this group on drugs in people who have Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. There's going to be more studies on this. And honestly, I think it's pretty cool. Apparently, Dr. Ihab Hajjar is an assistant professor at the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine. He's the one that gets credit for this. I think it's a cool study. I think it's cool. We've heard lots of cool stuff when it comes to the ARBs. I'm a fan. Now, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. One thing we've always been a fan of is fish oil. We love the fish. I prefer you eat the fish over fish oil, but, you know, it hasn't seemed to hurt. Unfortunately, a study came out today, actually yesterday, saying these omega-3 fatty acids fish oil pills don't seem to do much in way of staving off heart disease and stroke. Greek. This was a Greek study. Yeah. Hey, the Greeks know what they're doing, honestly. They've been at the forefront of a lot of medical clinical trials. I think they know what they're talking about. And this is the first time we heard about this. Remember last year they were talking about fish oils may not really be all that. Now, they say, based on a review and analysis of previous trials, including more than 68,000 participants, Greek researchers whose report appeared in the Journal of American Medical Association, that's a biggie, said the fatty acids have no impact on overall death rates, deaths from heart disease, stroke, or heart attack. All right. Now, I know many of you have been taking these for years. I wouldn't say stop. I'd say probably talk to your doctor. Because, you know, remember, I'm not too shocked by this. Because what do we keep on telling you? Eat the fish. You know, the people that do better are the ones that eat the fish and eat the vegetables. You could only do so much taking this stuff in pills. You know, you could only do so much. Now, could it be an adjunct? Absolutely. You know, I don't think you have to stop it, but I can't tell you how many patients go, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to take any cholesterol medicine. I'm going to take fish oil instead. And I tell them, I go, it's not going to work. We do the blood work a month or two later. The cholesterol's still high. I'm like, the fish oil's not cutting it. Now, you cut out all beef, all dairy. You exercise. You lose some weight. You eat fish and vegetables. Yeah, you could lower your cholesterol. But for a lot of my patients, they think popping the fish oil pill will do it. No. They said overall, omega-3 supplementation was not associated with a lower risk of all-cause mortality, including cardiac death, sudden death, MI, which is myocardial infarction, heart attack, or stroke. A decade ago, medical evidence suggested that boosting your omega-3s, like your EPA and your DHA with food supplements, had a protective effect. They also found that your triglycerides, the fats in the blood, could go down, blood pressure could go down, etc. The only problem is, you know, this was one Greek study, a Korean said researched this a while back, last year, no effect, or was it earlier this year, said no effect. So what do you do? Eat Greek yogurt. Yeah, Greek yogurt's pretty good. Again, eat fish. Now, which doctor? We have actually an Alice Lichtenstein, director of Cardiovascular Nutrition Laboratory in Tufts University in Boston. She says people who eat a lot of fish have been found to have less heart disease. Look, I know, guys, I don't like fish either, honestly. I mean, if you're going to eat meat, eat meat. If it doesn't moo, it ain't meat, right? But we got to eat the fish. She's recommending eating fish at least twice a week, having a diet rich in whole grains and vegetables, getting a lot of physical activity, not smoking, and listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, it's in there. See, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very good. Very good. I like her. No, she didn't say that, so I have a problem with it right now. Honestly, really? Really? She couldn't give me a plug? Everybody's reading this article. Really, Miss Lichtenstein? Couldn't give Dr. Dahlia Show one quick plug? Quick plug? All right. Well, always nice to have a study. Agree with Dr. Dahlia. It's unfortunate, though, because we really, we really wish we could just pop pills, you know, and make everything go away. Again, I do like the cholesterol-lowering medication. Obviously, fish oil, not as effective. I don't think everybody should stop their fish oil. I still believe there's got to be something to it because it comes from a fish. But honestly, if you could just eat the gosh darn fish, do that. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, apparently some of you are having difficulty getting your shingles vaccine because Medicare is not paying for it. Also, we have one of the world's oldest men. He died at age 122. Just died, but he says the reason why he lived a long life is because he had no alcohol, no smoking, and no women. What? No women? I know, I saw my husband was reading this article. I thought being married saved lives. Was there a study saying if you were married, you lived longer? What's this no women baloney? Just because your radio host doctor is a woman, that should still be okay, though. It's probably talking about, being married to a woman. Also, when we come back, I want to talk about a comatose patient who was in a coma for 7 years, was given a medicine similar to Ambien and woke up. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. First call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, we also have an Android app. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app on Android. It's free. Go to my website and do it. But don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember Sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, this show is bad to the bone. When anybody says the Dr. Dahlia Show is bad, they mean it in a good way, bad to the bone. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Again, don't forget a little bit later when you log on to Facebook or Twitter, find Dr. Dahlia or the Dr. Dahlia Show. I would love to connect. So I've heard there's older people around, but I guess the world's oldest man died at age 122. A man in Russia claimed to be the oldest man was born in 1890, Magomed Labazanov, and died at age 122. That was, I guess, he was 27 years old when Lenin seized power in the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. What was his recipe for long life? What did he say credits him having a long life? I can't say it in Russian, but he said he abstained from alcohol, tobacco, and women. Now, he was married twice, divorcing his first wife when she couldn't produce any kids. He was a sawmill worker. They said he never learned to read or write, but he did have a proper diet of fruits, dairy products, corn, whey, fruits, vegetables, and wild garlic. All right, these are supposedly these foods that centenarians eat. Now, I know many of us are like, do we really want to live to 122? Especially with Medicare and Social Security the way it is. I know, I'm a little nervous. Can you imagine if being 60 years old, you're halfway there? But I got to tell you, do you notice more and more people are living into the 120s? Remember about a year and a half ago, we had talked about on the show, no, Dr. Dye, I don't. Well, that's okay, I'll remind you now, that scientists believe that there's somebody alive right now, one of us alive right now, will live to 150 years old. That we have that kind of technology. One of us right now that's walking around listening to the Dr. Dolly show will will live till 150. We have that ability to deal with the telomeres and the chromosomes, etc. Now, whether our bones and joints, you know, will be able to allow us to, you know, walk and do what we need to is a whole other thing. But interesting. Now, apparently the reason why this guy is not in the Guinness Book of World Records is because his family didn't have a birth certificate or have any paperwork to show. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, a 122-year-old piece of paper. So pretty interesting, but whey, right? What is it, Little Miss Muffet, Saturn or Tuffet, eating her curds and whey? Curds. Yeah. No, no, we're not talking about the Kurdish people, eating her curds and whey. I guess it's the type of food that curdles. Yeah. I don't know. Remember, most of these rhymes were European. I guess they ate curds and whey. Little Miss Muffet, Santa or Tuffet, eating her Count Chocula and Cocoa Krispies. All right. Anyway, so that's how you live to 100. Also, we've talked about if you want to live to 100, how do you do it? Well, you can eat well. You could sleep well. But a routine. If your body gets into a routine, body doesn't like change when you get older. Nothing drastic. Yes, you know, I mean, if your routine is hard work and not sleeping well, all right, then your body would welcome change. But if your routine is 8-9 hours of sleep every night, going to poop 3 times a day, eating your curds and whey and your vegetables and your fish and doing, you know, you'll continue to live a long time as long as you don't have anything else trying to pull you, you know, up to heaven. So interesting. Okay. So, we're getting more and more news that Medicare doesn't seem to be covering everything that it's supposed to. And I guess there's an issue with the shingles vaccine. Now, I was under the impression Medicare will cover most of the shingles vaccine. But we're finding out that Medicare patients have been paying close to $185 for the shingles vaccine. Now, remember, the shingles vaccine is supposed to vaccinate against shingles. Shingles is the virus that comes from varicella. Varicella we get as chickenpox as a child. It's a culprit in chickenpox. Chickenpox affects us, then it quiesces, gets quiet, and then decides to hide out in a nerve. When we're older, it decides to come out and infect us on only one side of the body along the nerve dermatome. Along that nerve dermatome, however, you can get some very painful blisters. And it can be pretty debilitating, especially if it's across the chest. If it's across the eye, it can make you go blind. And so I believe Merck came out with the shingles vaccine, if I'm correct. And pretty exciting vaccine. Unfortunately, it's expensive. Now, what many Medicare patients are noticing is their doctors don't carry it. Why are the doctors not carrying the shingles vaccine? Well, it's too expensive. And if insurance company doesn't pay on every claim, the doctor's going to take a loss. So what I would recommend you do, and I know this is easier said than done, is to call Medicare. I know. Don't laugh. Call. I know it. Trust me. When I call Medicare, I mean, you could give up a whole day. And then you still get a phone loop. Call Medicare and find out exactly what type of plan you have and will it cover the shingles vaccine. And if not, where they suggest you get it. I do believe the health department may be the cheapest. But I know, again, pharmacies will bill your insurance. Most of them that carry it. It's just if I'm a little confused as to why certain Medicare plans are not covering it. So, you know, I think when is annual enrollment? October 15th to December 7th, right? Okay. You may want to. Now, I mean, keep in mind, if your Medicare plan is covering everything else, and you're going to end up increasing your fees a few hundred a year just to cover a $185 vaccine, you may not want to switch your plan. But if you think there's a lot of things your particular plan is not covering, this may be the best time to get it looked at. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So news just in that 19 people have died, 24 people hospitalized when they drunk vodka in the Czech Republic and rum that was laced with methanol. Apparently, methanol is used to kind of stretch the black market alcohol. From what we understand, Prime Minister Petr Nečas urged all Czechs to refrain from drinking any alcohol whose origin is uncertain. All right, of the 16 people confirmed dead in the Czech Republic, 8 lived in the country's depressed northeast, 2 others died in neighboring Poland, one in Slovakia. So I guess they think these cases of alcohol, rum and vodka, are linked to a black market, and to stretch it out, methanol was added to it. You do not drink straight methanol. Methanol is used for industrial purposes. Okay? I know many people can't tell the difference. But from what we understand, police have been raiding markets and kiosks, etc. Scary stuff, especially since a lot of our young people, when they drink, they don't care where they're getting their drink from. I see the way you guys drink. All right, now, Ayanda Nikinana. This is the South African man who has been in a coma for 7 years. Well, he awoke after being given the sleeping pill Stilnox. Now, Stilnox has a component of Zolpidem, very similar to the Ambien we use here in the United States. Apparently, back in 05, he was in a car accident, had severe brain injuries, eyes wouldn't follow in any direction. He couldn't talk to his family. If his family was talking to him, he'd just kind of stare into one direction. But after taking the Stilnox medication, well, what had happened is the wife had heard of Stilnox being used to get people out of comas. And she had told her doctor, go and use it. So he used it. The doctor administered it. And within a week, patient has been able to talk, recognize family members, and remember past conversations. This is incredible. This isn't the first time we heard it. Apparently, back in the 90s, a gentleman was struck by a truck, went into a deep coma. Doctor gave him the Stilnox, again, similar to the Ambien. After 25 minutes, the patient woke up and talked to his mother. Now, many of these drug effects do wear off after a couple hours, so some patients have to take multiple doses throughout the day. But the doctor, Wally Nell, had told the media that he has since prescribed the pill for more than 150 brain damage patients and have noticed 60% improvement. That is huge. Now, don't start popping Ambien, you know, just because you have a sleepy day. I mean, remember, this is a sleepy medication. We're talking about a sleepy medication that may have the opposite effect on comatose patients. And we're starting to hear more and more cases of the active ingredient Zolpidem causing this. Pretty interesting stuff. But again, you need to be careful. Obviously, something with this much, this powerful a drug on your sleep-wake cycle, you don't want to just play with that willy-nilly. Okay, right? What was his doctor? Was his doctor named Willie? Did I just make a funny? All right, guys. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Please have a great rest of the day. Be safe, and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.